Religious leaders say receive or accept Christ as your personal Savior. But what does the Bible say, friends? Let's discuss accepting Christ today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stony banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings and hello once again, everyone. Thank you for joining us for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We appreciate you tuning in. If you are new to our broadcast, you've just learned about us. We'll spend time at each broadcast studying the Word of God. We do so verse by verse. We do so by a topical approach. And we hope that you will find the study today profitable for you in your study and your pursuit of the Word of God. We appreciate our Jay Webb and his kind words, and you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. Today, we're going to tell you about our website, and he'll also share with you how you can receive a free Bible study course by mail. How thankful we are to offer these things absolutely free. You know, religious leaders are telling people today to receive or accept Christ as your personal Savior, but have you ever considered that such a statement is ambiguous, nebulous, and actually unclear as to what is involved in receiving or accepting Christ? Now, of course, the Lord wants all men to receive or accept Him. We note that from such texts as 2 Peter 3 and verse 9 and 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4, who would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And the Lord wants all men to be saved, but tragically, friends, all men will not be saved. We note that from Matthew 7 verses 13 and 14. So surely the Bible reveals what it means to receive or accept Christ. Those who will receive Christ will also receive His Word and obey His plan to save man. Let's think about accepting Christ today. We'll continue these thoughts in our study in a moment, but first, here is more information about our work at International Gospel Hour.
InternationalGospelHour.com is our website. That's InternationalGospelHour.com. Please peruse our website and see all that is available for you absolutely free. We have a number of biblical resources. You can also listen to our other broadcasts, view our TV program, request our newsletter, and ask for our free Bible study by mail, and so much more. That's our website at InternationalGospelHour.com. Now, let's return to our study.
Friends, number one, those who receive Christ will receive His Word. When you consider John 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Christ and His Word are joined together, and you cannot separate them. Where did Jesus teach, "All that you have to do to be saved is to receive me as your personal Savior"? You'd be hard-pressed to find those words. Matter of fact, you couldn't. Christ has all authority in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28 and verse 18. And we understand from John 12 and verse 48, the Word of Christ will be the standard of judgment. And therefore, friends, one who receives Christ is one who is obedient to His Word, John 14 and verse 15, when Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Those who receive Christ will receive His Word. Now, second, all who will receive Christ will accept what He says regarding salvation through His Word. You see, those who believe in Christ have the power or the right or privilege to become sons of God. For John 1 and verse 12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name." But notice, they received Him. Christ did not say that those who received Him or believed in Him were sons. it says, or children, he says he gave them the right to become children or sons of God. And the teachings of Christ reveal to us how we become children of God. In Luke 24, verse 47 of Luke's account of the Great Commission, the Bible says that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ, of where we learn in Mark 16 and verse 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Now, when we put all this together, friends, what do we have? In Luke 24:47, repentance and remission of sins would be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And what did Peter preach when he preached Jesus Christ and for them to receive or accept Christ in Acts 2 and verse 38? They did ask, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter replied unto them, just receive or accept Christ as your personal Savior. Oh, no, no, friends, that's not what he said. He said in Acts 2 verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Exactly what Jesus said in Luke 24:47 and in Mark 16:16. Here were those on the day of Pentecost that did believe. They repented, and to be baptized would bring forth remission of sins. Everyone must undergo the new birth to become a child of God. Jesus in John 1:13 says, or we read, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And Jesus in John 3 verse 5 answered and said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. The Word of God brings forth the new birth as instructs us. James 1:18, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creation, the beginning. 1 Peter 1:23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Friends, all who will receive Christ will receive and accept what he says regarding salvation. And let's consider thirdly, believers are not automatically sons of God. Notice, back to John 1:12, he gave them the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name. Believing in his name, accepting his authority? I mean, for example, there were chief rulers that believed in Christ, but they didn't become sons of God. They failed to confess him, John 12:42 and 43. King Agrippa believed, but he did not become a son of God, Acts 26:27-29. Remember, Paul told him, King Agrippa, believe the prophets? I know that you believe. What did Agrippa say? Almost you persuade me to be a Christian. Folks, belief didn't save him. Belief alone didn't save him. Even Paul himself, as Saul of Tarsus, he believed, but he went into Damascus, and Ananias told him what he must do. Acts 9 and verse 6. And what were the words of Ananias of the believing Saul of Tarsus? Paul, in telling of his account, asked Saul in Acts 22:16, said, Ananias looked at him and said, Saul, why do you tarry? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And one must obey the Lord and be in Jesus Christ to be a child of God. We learned that from Galatians 3:26 and 27. How as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And in Christ are where all the spiritual blessings are, Ephesians 1:3. In Romans 6, beginning with verse 3, Paul says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him in baptism into his death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should be raised to walk in newness of life. You see, friends, we look in the scriptures of those that believe in Christ, but belief alone is not enough. I think also of James 2:19, where the Bible says, the devils believe and tremble. You believe there is one God, you're doing well. But the devils believe and tremble. You see, those who really receive Christ, well, friends, they're added to his church. The church that Jesus promised to build, Matthew 16 and verse 18. The church that he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28 and Ephesians 5:25. As noted earlier, people were added to his church on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, verse 41, verse 47. You see, they did not join a church or have a choice of church in which they would belong. They did not say, now, we understand, we accept Christ, but the church doesn't save. Friends, the church is comprised of the saved who accept and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus has only one church, friends, and to God be the glory. He is the head of that church, Colossians 1:18 and Ephesians 1:22 and 23. The one church we read of in the Scripture, his one body, Ephesians 4 and verse 4. Friends, we need to think on these things. Are we willing to accept the Word, obey his plan of salvation, and be added to his church? It is a privilege to do so. Have we prompted some things for you to think about? You may wish to study further. Let me pause for our J-Web, and we'll come back and wrap up our broadcast.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
A special thank you to my friend Phil Leonard and the gift, 60 Years in the Pulpit, a book about his late father Charles Leonard, whom I was privileged to know. Brother Leonard preached from Michigan to Mississippi, and we are honored to use his work today here on International Gospel Hour. And let's continue studies at another time. Thanks for joining me today, and I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.